Dr. Alma Bond is a psychoanalyst who had a private practice in New York City for 37 years. She's published many books, but the one that we'll speak about today is Jackie O. It's the first of her On the Couch series. A very unusual premise, this is a story of Jackie's life from her own perspective, as imagined by Dr. Bond, who combines her professional insights with her longtime study of Jackie lore. The facts are all historically correct, and the result is a unique exploration of the life, the loves, and the thoughts of one of the most iconic figures of our time. Welcome, Dr. Bond. Thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome. I'm eager to tell your listeners about Jackie O on the couch.
Well, of course, as with any patient of yours, I suppose that you begin with the parents. And if you could talk a little bit about them and Jackie's relationship with them.
Well, her mother was a perfectionist and was highly critical. And if anything, this contributed to Jackie's really wonderful creativity, because everything she did was just about perfect. She very much favored her father, Black Jack, who was not an admirable man in many ways, but he was, to her, a wonderful father. He really loved her, and he spent a great deal of time trying to find interesting things for her and her sister to do. And it was a love affair. She used to, after her parents' divorce, she used to sit and wait for her father all afternoon. And when he came up in his little red car, I think it was, she leaped out and into his arms. I think the only man she ever loved as much as her father was JFK.
What about Jackie's relationship with her sister, Lee?
It was ambivalent. They grew up together, of course. Jackie was 4 years older, and Jackie was highly controlling and very much the boss. And in a way, Lee, the sister, remained Jackie's friend. When Jackie was in the White House, the Kennedy sisters were really rotten to her. And the only person she talked to about it was her sister, Lee. Just as Lee was the only person who understood what the two had gone through, what a painful time their parents' divorce was, and how Black Jack had treated them. So she needed her sister, and yet they were always terrible rivals. And I think that Lee probably never was able to adjust to the fact that she had such a wonderful big sister, and I doubt whether anybody could.
How did Jackie get through all the very visible sexual liaisons that the president had during his time in office?
She acted as if she didn't care, but she cared. She cared very deeply. It was probably one of the great hurts of her life. And one of the reasons she was able to form the attachment to Onassis was because he understood how hurt she was about Jack's womanizing, and talked with her about her, and sympathized with her, and gave back to her up that she had every right to be furious with him.
Well, since you brought up Ari, can you talk a little bit more about why she chose him? Many people believe it was just about the money, but you imply in the book that it was actually much more than that.
Absolutely. After Bobby died, Jackie was terrified. She said, if they're out to kill Kennedys, they're going to go after my kids next. And she said she just couldn't go through Bobby's death. She couldn't go through another assassination alone without a strong man on her side. And she said, who better than Aristotle Onassis, who had this magnificent yacht and an island of Scorpios way off across the ocean? And she felt that with him, she and her children would be safe. But that's only one reason. Another reason that I think most people don't know about is that Jack was really, with all its womanizing, he was a terrible lover. He had no idea how to satisfy a woman. And Jackie went to a doctor who had to draw a diagram and show her where she should be feeling pleasure. She showed it to Jack, who laughed, and Jackie said he was just improving his technique when he was shot. Huh. But Aristotle Onassis was a magnificent lover, and he turned Jackie into a wonderful lover, too. And in the early years of their marriage, he awakened her so that she had marvelous sex, and I think she always loved him for that.
Hmm. Now, can you talk a little about Jackie's relationship with Bobby Kennedy after JFK was assassinated? They did have a physical relationship.
Yes. Well, she was, of course, terribly depressed when JFK died, and she stayed in bed most of the time. Her daughter Carolyn told her teacher, "My mother cries all the time." The only time she got up out of bed was to see Bobby. She felt that, I think, he looked like Jack. He talked like Jack. He smelled like Jack. In Bobby's arms, for a few enchanted moments, it felt like she had Jack back again.
Mm, I see.
And then when he was killed, that almost sent her over the edge again a second time.
Now, there's an interesting quote in the book. You wrote that Jackie believed that she lived through men in her early years, but then eventually she changed that opinion. What brought about that change?
I think she grew up. I think that she became a professional editor for 20 years. And she edited over 100 books. And she was actually the world's perfect editor. And the only job she ever really had besides First Lady was she was a camera girl on a newspaper when she was a young woman. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, as an editor, she became what she probably would have been had she not become First Lady of the Land. She was meant to be an editor. She was a words person. She was a book person. She would walk down the street reading a book. Incidentally, I did write her about my first book, Who Killed Virginia Woolf, because I had seen her at a play about Virginia Woolf. And I said, "I've written this book. I know you love Virginia Woolf. Would you like to edit it?" And she wrote me back and she said, "I loved your book." And I sent it to marketing, and unfortunately, they felt there isn't a wide enough audience for us.
Hmm.
And I'm so sorry, because that would have been a wonderful experience, and it would have put me on the map as an author long ago.
Surely. Well, what is your next project? Who else do you have selected to be on your couch?
The next book, which is in publication with Greenwood Press, is Michelle Obama, a biography. Hmm. And that should be out in 2012, probably early in the year.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bond. I really enjoyed reading your book, and it certainly is a fascinating look at Jackie. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed every minute.
All right. Well,
bye.
Bye.